Welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. What's up, team? Thanks for tuning in. We're so glad you're here with us. So this week, we are diving into a book called The Front Row Factor. And The Front Row Factor is a book about the art of moment making. Now, you might be thinking, what the hell are you talking about now? I got this book, and I got to be honest with you, I opened it up, and I could not stop reading it. John Vroman's the author, and it is super inspiring. A little background on John. He is a co-founder of an organization called the Front Row Foundation, which is a charity which helps children and adults with life-threatening illnesses have front row experiences at the live event of their dreams. This book shares a lot of the compelling stories and lessons about life from those who are fighting for it. It is truly incredible. But more importantly, John brings out so many lessons about how our entire lives are made up of countless moments. And each moment carries an opportunity for us to experience joy, love, purpose, and certainly opportunities to make a difference. So that's what we got in store for you. Paul and I kind of talk about some of his bullet points in this book. And without spoiling it, because we'd rather have you go out and support John and get this book, read it, and just enjoy it. It's just one of those books. So that's it. Sit back, enjoy. Here we go. Right. One of the things he says is, what amazing moments do I want to make today? That's a question that he asks himself. That's a question that anyone listening should ask themselves. And with that, he's talking about, are you thinking ahead? Set your intentions. Be intentional for the day. What's going to make you come alive today and set yourself up for it? Who can you serve, right? Who can you serve throughout the day? And how can you make the most of each moment throughout the day? And you live, like, as soon as you wake up, you have moments happening until you go to bed. So there are moments throughout the day. And what would just make today great, right? So those are the things that kind of you start your day with thinking about, whether it's in meditation or whether it's just, in the morning when you're journaling, whatever you do, whatever your morning routine is, add this to it. Think about what amazing moments you're going to have throughout the day.
Dude, so think about it. So I listened to and I've read his book. He's probably got a couple books, but I read one of his books and I wish I could remember the title right now. He's currently the host of one of my favorite shows as I'm falling asleep, which is Family Feud, Steve Harvey.
Harvey, yeah.
So some people aren't a big fan. He's super into religion, which if you're not, then that could kind of turn you off from him. We won't get into the religion talk or anything like that.
Right.
But one of the things that he says that I think is phenomenal is the first thing he does when he wakes up is, and he specifically thanks God. If that's not your thing, then just be thankful in general that you woke up today. So like the first thing every day, right away, you're starting the day with appreciating life. So no matter what your beliefs are, if you start every single day by being thankful that you woke up, because you know how many people didn't wake up? A lot.
Right.
And that kind of goes to the, oh, it could always be worse, but that's an extreme worse. If you wake up every day and you're thankful and you're appreciative to start the day, you started off on the right foot. You started off on a positive note right away every single day. Now, take all of this into consideration, everything that you just said. Imagine if now that you woke up and instead of being like, oh, shoot, the alarm clock's going off, I got to go to work. Another thing that I've seen often, and I don't remember exactly where I saw it, but instead of saying I have to or I've got to, you say I get to. You wake up and you think, I get to go to work today. It's more of a positive, and I'm lucky enough to have this job and to have this opportunity. So imagine starting the day with that appreciation and then mapping it out. Just like you would need a roadmap if you were to travel anywhere where you didn't know where you were going. Mapping out that day and thinking ahead, just like you said, just like John says in the book, think ahead, set your intentions for the day. How much better is your day going to be If we all did that.
Spot on.
It's incredible.
Right.
It'd take you 10 minutes.
Exactly. And then throughout the day, he says, make sure, you know, as you're going throughout the day, right, you may have other things that come along that you didn't plan for. And what amazing moments can I create right now, right in this moment? What's happening right now? It may have not been part of your plan. Recognize it and create a magical, amazing moment right then and there. Look for and recognize the brilliance and opportunity with everything that comes your way, is one of the things he says. What's great about this moment? How can this moment be better? How can I elevate this moment to make it better or benefit everyone involved? How often do we maybe leave somebody hanging behind when we can make that moment better for them and include them, right? We see that a lot in the schools. I'm not sure how many kids listen to us. I know my son and his friends listen to us, Paul. So I think that's a big lesson for them, is embrace the power of the present moment, is what John calls it, right? And what's great about this moment? How can I personally make this moment better? And how can I elevate this moment to make it better or benefit everyone involved? It's incredible.
Take a second. Just think about that. Think about everything you just said. And think about if everybody, can you imagine somehow connecting with everybody? And if every person took, so we all do a lot of similar things. We all wake up and most of us will have our routines. We'll have our coffee. We'll drink our coffee. We'll brush our teeth. We have these certain things that we do every day. Imagine if all of us woke up with that mindset, with that attitude, with thinking about carrying people with us, thinking about embracing the moment. Imagine if everybody in this country spent less time on social media and more time doing this. Or while you're on social media, making that the platform that you can do this.
Yeah.
You can reach 5 people, you could reach 5,000 people, you could reach 5 million people if on these platforms. Imagine if that was your goal and how much of a difference you could make in people's lives.
Again,
more people need to make this happen. How do we make more people make this happen? That's how do we do that?
Spread the word.
We
talk
need
about
to.
These. Like John is by writing this book.
Incredible, I love it.
Inspiring. I think about back, like, Paul, you must have a story. I know I got a story from a fire call once, and it just happened. It was a moment that just happened. I went on a call and was reported person down in the front yard, right? Well, we go to them all the time. Well, I get there, and it's a female, probably mid-70s, who was out mowing her lawn. She broke her ankle. Her lawn was half done mowed. So we got her up, we got her in the ambulance, and we sent her on the way. I took the crew and I said, let's finish mowing our lawn. And we did.
I'm not surprised that you did that. I'm not. You're like Superman. Ooh,
but we didn't
You're
look
like
for
beep
any,
Superman.
Yeah. We didn't look for any recognition for this. We just said, you know what? How can we make this better? She was out mowing her lawn. She's in her late 70s. She's now on the way to the hospital. Her day is not going good. How can I make this moment better? I take the crew. We mow the lawn. We put a lawnmower by the garage. And a month later, a card is read at the firehouse thanking the crew who finished mowing her lawn. So it got back to her. Don't know about how or who. I don't know if it was a neighbor or whatever. But just by taking that moment, right, and just recognizing how can I elevate this moment and make it better and benefit everybody else, just as John writes in his book, how can I do that? It's just simply thinking like that. It's simply saying, okay, they're having a shitty day. How can I make this better for them?
Right.
They're on their way to the hospital, and let's go. Let's do it.
I mean, so here's a couple things. So a couple things that came to mind while you were just telling that story. Phenomenal story, by the way. As you're telling me that, a couple things that happened. One, all of a sudden this 6 foot, what are you, 6'5"?
Yeah.
6'5", gorgeous firefighter comes through and mows this older lady's lawn. Of course the neighbors were talking about it, dude. So, But another thing too is you didn't do it for recognition. You didn't do it for anything other than the fact of this lady's having a rough day. How can I make it better? And I know that's your mindset because I've known you long enough to understand that and see that. And you do this every day of your life. And whether it's through 911, whether it's while you're at Five Star, whether it's your simple text messages to me, you do this every day of your life. And I know this for a fact. You go above and beyond to make other people feel good. More people need to make that happen. And what would be phenomenal is if, even though you didn't do it for recognition, it would have been great if News Channel 9 picked up that story. It would have been great if it went above and beyond the card that you received and that we saw that all over social media. Listen, if one person listens or 100 or 1,000 people listen to this, every person that hears this should take today and do something for your neighbor. Do something not to be put on a pedestal, but do something that you should be put on a pedestal for. I mean, I love it. I really love it.
Recognize what's great about the moment, make the moment better, and better it for everyone involved. John goes on to say the last point with this part of his book is he says at night, make sure you take time and reflect on the amazing moments from the day. And that's important because what was great about today, right? Do we ever ask her? At night, what do? We go to bed.
Yep.
We're either watching TV, which we shouldn't, or we're on our stupid phones, which we shouldn't be.
Yep.
And we're not thinking. We're not putting our minds to sleep in a positive fashion, right?
Nope.
So if you put everything away at night, and recognize the wins from the day. Oh man, just think about how that's going to make you feel.
How much different your life is.
Oh man, think about how much better you'll probably sleep, right? Bring the attention to the gift of each moment. Man, that is powerful words. Powerful words.
Quick, let me, dude, I hate to interject. I do it all the time. That's what I do. It's kind of my role in this podcast is I interject.
I love it.
Listen, imagine, I think a lot of people, whether you like to say you are or not, are competitive people. Imagine if this was a part of your routine, right? Where you go to bed, and before you go to bed, you're not scrolling Facebook, you're not on Instagram, you're not tweeting or Twittering or whatever it's called. You're not playing with your Netflix. Imagine if you're sitting in your bed and you're recognizing the wins for the day, and you're somewhat of a competitive person, and you realize for that day, you don't have very many wins. What are you? I'll tell you what I would do the next day. I'll tell you right now, anybody who crossed my path that next day, you're going to be happy you crossed my path because I'm a competitive person. And if I did not win on Monday, I will win on Tuesday. So imagine having that mindset, starting your day exactly as you said through John's book, and then ending your day recognizing all the good.
Right.
If you have a great day, how do you feel? You feel fantastic. If you have a bad day, how do you feel? You feel like you're going to conquer tomorrow. Attack your day as you're saying right now, as it states in this book and as you did and as you have been. It makes you different, which then makes me different. It makes me think about my victories and my challenges, and it makes me celebrate the positives in my life. Imagine, man, if every night we all took a minute to just celebrate the positives of that day. Why don't we? If we're only here once, as far as we know,
right.
Why don't we take that time for ourselves and for our family?
Because it's very powerful.
That's
very
moving. That's the best, man. When you read a book, so listen, I'm not going to pretend I've always been a book reader. For those of you that know me, and there are quite a few from when I was younger, reading a book consisted of begging somebody to buy the Cliff Notes, having them read it, and then tell me what the hell happened in the book. And that's kind of how I got through high school. As I've aged, I tried a while ago to become, you know, a book reader and really get into it. And what I realized is that the books that really get me excited and the books that I can read cover to cover are the books that talk about life and how to make life better, how to optimize on what we're doing here on this planet. Those are the books that truly keep me inspired and excited to read the next page. So this is one of those books, and the message that it delivers literally changes your life. And you reading it helped me see things a little bit differently and that much more clear. So again, the glitter effect, think about how that can help others. I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm super excited about this.
Man, I love having these conversations with you, buddy.
I could talk to you all night.
I appreciate you.
I mean, I could talk to you all night, man.
All right, man, that's this week's podcast. We hope you guys enjoy it. Listen, if there is anybody that can benefit from any of our conversations that we have or any of the messages that we're trying to pass along, please share this podcast with them. You can find us on pretty much any platform. And, you know, that could be your moment maker for tomorrow. You know, share this podcast with somebody that's important to you and, you know, spread the message about, you know, making moments for everyone. So that's it, Paul, my man. Take it away.
Like I love it. As always, guys, listen, as far as we know, we get one chance here on this earth. Love every moment, appreciate life, and live life. Live today like it's the last chance you have at life, and don't take anything for granted. Hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week.
All right. Live well. We'll talk to you soon. Real quick, guys, thanks for tuning in this week. And if you want to help out the Front Row Foundation, check them out at frontrowfoundation.org. And certainly, if you are able to, give them a hand, make a donation. Make them a donation. Again, that's frontrowfoundation.org. There's a link right there, a button to push to donate. Or you can go straight to the page, which is frontrowfoundation.org/donate. You guys are rock stars. We will see you next week. Have a great week.